You know, there are a lot of award shows. We've kind of made fun of some of them in the entertainment world because there are just so many of them, and they're kind of like voting for themselves and whatever it might be. But I'll tell you what, awards are still coveted in the automobile industry. And the so-called NACTOY Awards, the North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year Awards, are intended to recognize the most outstanding new vehicles of the year. Now, these are vehicles that they call benchmarks in their segments based on factors including innovation, design, safety, handling, driver satisfaction, and value for the dollar. The Los Angeles Auto Show is underway, and today's the day that they'll make the announcements that a lot of people in Detroit are on the edge of their seat waiting for within the business. The guy who's following all of this and keeping us on top of it is, of course, Chris Renwick, doing a fine job as our WJR senior news analyst. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Polly. You're right about that. The North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year set to be announced this morning at 11 o'clock at Huntington Place, formerly TCF, former Cobo. And there's some big-time players and some newcomers in contention for these three coveted titles. First up for Car of the Year is the Honda Civic, the Lucid Air, and the Volkswagen Golf MK8. Now, it isn't necessarily a surprise to see Honda in this category. The Volkswagen Golf MK7, the predecessor of the MK8, won the Car of the Year back in 2015. But the Lucid, they're a first-timer. Lucid was founded in 2007 and stationed in Silicon Valley. The company was initially focused on building EV batteries and powertrains for other automakers, but pivoted to roll out their first vehicle in the Air. The Air was first unveiled 5 years ago and went into production just this last spring. So they're incredibly new to this space. But don't count the newcomers out. The Air won the Motor Trend Car of the Year back in November. So they are very much in play here for Car of the Year. On the truck front, Ford is once again in the mix with the Maverick this time around, and Hyundai in this category this year with the Santa Cruz. And that's an interesting truck, really, because of the price point. It's got a base model price of just under $24,000, with the loaded model on the high end coming in just under $40,000. Now, the other newcomer in this category is Rivian and their R1T model. It's the first EV truck to be up for this award, and it's a serious threat to take home some hardware. Lastly, in the utility space for Utility Vehicle of the Year, the Blue Oval making another appearance here, this time with the Bronco. And that's a vehicle that Ford has put a lot of focus and a lot of work into. Genesis also in contention here with their GV70, and the Hyundai is back with their EV Ioniq 5, easy for me to say. Yeah. So, Polly, lots of intriguing storylines here. But if there's one thing that's blatantly obvious looking at who these contenders are and kind of where the future is, the EVs are here to stay. They're going to be in contention for a lot of these prizes going forward.
Yeah, and I know that quote-unquote non-American cars have been in this category, mm-hmm. in the running for a very long time. But help me with this. Mm-hmm. I've heard of Lucid. I don't know that I've ever seen a Lucid Air. I certainly have heard of Rivian. Mm-hmm. A lot was made of the fact that they were involved with Ford, and then Ford, I think, I don't quote me, but I think they sold their involvement or something. The yep. Rivian R1T. Is the Lucid Air and the Rivian both considered American automobile manufacturers?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so. They're both stationed here in the United States. So, I would think so. I mean, look, I think it's really, you're talking about the kings, right? You're talking about the three pillars of our automotive industry. And that's Chrysler or Stellantis. And then you've got General Motors and Ford. Like when you think of American made vehicles, you think of those three. Then when you start deviating and now you're starting to get like, is Tesla an American made car? Sure. As is, I would certainly put Lucid and Rivian in the mix as well. And there are other little small car companies that are also kind of getting into this. Now they're long ways away, but yeah, I would certainly consider them American made vehicles. Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Tesla because they're not there. And they have such a cult following. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean, some people who are Tesla people are really, really Tesla people. They're probably yes. up in arms and angry that whatever the latest and greatest Tesla is, and I don't know, and I don't know, they're probably upset it's not in there. But how do the rest of the manufacturers, including our manufacturers right in Detroit, how do they react to the fact that we've got a Ford Bronco and a Ford Maverick, and that's it?
Yeah, I think, you know, for our fodder here on the air, I think it would be nice to have more of the big three in the mix. Ford holding down the fort this year, which is nice. But I think that when you look at where things are in terms of when these cars are going into production, like I would imagine that eventually the Silverado is going to be in the mix. I imagine the F-150 Lightning is going to be in the mix. It's just a matter of timing, right? And so I think as our companies here close to home are going through some changes, they're kind of, I think, maybe looking more into the future. Now, what this does for all the automakers, but particularly the big three, is this gives them an idea of what other people are working on. It gives them an idea of what other, you know, things on the vehicle that maybe are resonating with the public. And so when these cars are up for this award, this is a coveted award, the North American Car Truck of the Year award. It's a big time award.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that vote on this thing. It's not a couple of people deciding what they like.
Right. So this is a really important award for a lot of these automakers. So I think they look at this and say, okay, what do they like? What's something that moves the needle for them and the public? And then they can certainly figure out how to incorporate some of that technology, some of those different engineering techniques on their future vehicles. So this is an incredibly valuable event, not only for the award purposes, but for what's out there.
This is through a series of three votes by a group of 50 automotive journalists. So it is quite a stiff competition. Was it just me? Did you watch the football game last night?
I sure did. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah. I thought it kind of played out how I imagined it. I didn't, you know, there was some wackiness early on where a couple of, you know, turnovers got overturned and, but look, at the end of the day, those were the two best teams in America. Right.
Yeah,
and I think Georgia was, I think they had a little more talent. Alabama hurt a little bit. They had a receiver get hurt in that game. So they were injured. But I think Georgia was the better team. I think this was the right result.
I think Georgia appeared to be more up for the win.
Oh, yeah.
It just seemed that way. But what do I know? But was I losing my mind? I mentioned this earlier. Did you see an ad for the Ford Mustang Mach-E? And the guy said, the all-new or checkout or whatever, the 2021 Ford Mustang Mach-E. Was I dreaming that? Because I was hallucinating.
I don't know that I saw that.
I got to hear from somebody if that's the case, because I could have sworn it would have certainly been a 2022 vehicle being advertised January 10th, 2022. If not,
maybe I was refilling my warm milk, not an adult beverage. Maybe I was just getting refilled.
I'm sure it was warm milk. All right, man. Well, I got a call coming in from Dearborn. It could be from Ford Motor Company telling me the story. Thank you, Chris Renwick, here on News Talk 760 WJR.